It's the red spotlight.
Log Talk Radio.
Did you ever think when the hearse rolls by that someday you are going to die?
What up? We in this motherfucker. This is John, John, down and down. Teach these niggas how to rhyme. Chemical dependency from pending these designer lines. Qualify, power shine, Patterson and Palestine. Promoters want the Patterson, I'm violent with the style of mine. 2G's dollar sign, true G's solid grind. Run up with that funny shit, get punished like a child of mine. Samurai, line up with katana, you'll be traumatized. Bottom line, unless you want a problem, you'll apologize. You should probably find a job before you try to rhyme, cause you won't get a lot of time like it's a white collar crime. Niggas running sign the dotted line and get inside of mine. Risk game upgraded, truly that's a sign of time. Always live and die by the grind before I jot a line. Illmatic words past the margin, get some out of line. Tower over cowards like the power lines. Club with my connect and made thousands off a sour dime.
Rappers in a hurry, got the formula, nothing but the best. Couldn't fuck with it, and I'm wanting the best.
My accolades include digi-scales and a scalpel blade. An alpha when stepping the niggas, but not the capital way. Capitate, the darkest sleep I twisted and blaze. If I roll up a boozle, look like I'm burning sage. With no method, man, that John Blaze. Aiming to earth your braids. You gain perspective when you respect how the gutter play. Hoping that that butter pay. Decoys, deploys. Cause in the winter, the block still hot as the summer day. It's nothing place there, fear dwell. If it's hate there, everybody wanna be king, but don't got the rain gear. Longevity, be shorter than Bill Bellamy. My nails are clean, I keep it blunt with niggas like a belly seam. It's in my jeans, not the weird tight jeans, but my young boy with the skinnies on the back out of flame. Fly by night game, wrong you only seeing in hindsight. Get your mind right, not doing anything for a Klondike.
Live rappers in a hurry, got the formula, nothing but the cash. Couldn't fuck with it, and I'm wanting the best.
Yeah, it's the top spitter, hot nigga suckers, I do not feel a difference from me and your favorite rapper, I'm a lot realer. You ain't squad, I don't rock with you, we put it out, and all you do is run your mouth, that's a gossiper. Make a hater cry till your eyes fill up, once I lay them down, I promise you they will not get up. Or in the hospital, hoping that them shots fill up. Must have forgot, I'm everything that you not, nigga. I'm flying places you couldn't even pronounce. I don't value opinions, I can't put that in my account. I get it cooking, just look at what I'm about. These bars is cocaine, I'm pushing them in a drought. J-I-2-G, stay fly, I'm toofy. Show them how to do what they do, that means I'm doofy. Truthfully, you already know who the truth be. Always keep my foot on their neck, rocking some new trees. So special to talk.
just making me go extra. I've been killing these tracks, I need a trial date. I like the weed just like my music the loud way. A giant, I walk and you feel the ground shake. Another team touching Monopoly, fam, I'll wait. Nah, y'all really nothing like me, I'm pricey. Teflon strong as a Long Island iced tea. I'm beaming, that's the reason they don't like me. They stuck up in the trap where all the rats and mice be. J-I-2-G, stay fly, I'm too flea. Kill them for a price, then get rid of the crew free. Grown man, I do whatever I do, please. Pocket full of brand new hunters, nothing but blue cheese.
Let's go, y'all. Tonight, the Red Spotlight. For the record radio, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and that is John Jiggs with my nigga Jigga. The first one was Closed Casket featuring Rim. Make sure you guys are tuning in tonight. This great independent artist straight up out of New York represent not only New York, but Atlanta. And then, you know, I represent Minnesota, Minneapolis, Twin Cities area, one and the same. The ultimate collaboration over competition, you guys. Let's keep it going. Tonight, my artist in the mix is John Jiggs. We want to bring you in, baby, and let you introduce yourself. How are you tonight, daddy? How you going? How you doing?
Everything good, man. Oh. Cannot complain, yo. I appreciate you having me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know I got a soft spot for you New Yorkers, okay?
I don't
know if God's talking. I got a soft spot for y'all. I like them a lot.
Oh, word. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that, you know?
Let's talk about them first two tracks. What's up with Closed Casket and my nigga Jigga? What inspired
you? That Closed Casket, I had put that out with my boy Suave. That's my boy Suave on the beat. You know, we had put out an album called Revolvers. And, that was one of the joints on there. And then, you know, Rim is my dude for a while now. You know what I mean? We worked together a few times now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and the Walkers. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got together, we put that joint together, you know. It was crazy, man. It was a crazy vibe at that time.
Okay, let's go. I'm definitely feeling the tracks.
Yeah.
Can you give our listeners a little intro? Let them know who
I'm sorry?
You are, how you got started. Let them know something about John Jiggs.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I go by the name of John Jiggs, Mr. J-I-2-G's. You already know how that go. Represent Long Island, New York by way of Atlanta. You know what I mean? I've been doing this hip-hop thing for a minute now. We out here killing it. Been all over the world traveling, performing, touring, things like that. Been on platforms such as Sway in the Morning, all over Shade 45, you know what I'm saying? World Star Hip Hop, you know what I mean? Just to name a few, a lot of other things I've done too,
okay.
You know? You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be on here and everything. You know, I got a lot of music out and grinding, like I said before. You know, that's the thing about this music. It's a grind, you know?
The grind don't ever stop.
I heard
you're part of something called Monopoly Money, so that definitely equals grind. How many times y'all pass you, though? You got to collect that
$200.
So, tell me a little bit about
Monopoly. Got to pass go. Gotta pass go every time, you know what I'm saying?
The game, they say you're supposed to either take the 200 or you're supposed to leave it. We always taking it over here. So I'm
yeah,
surprised
word
you guys, though. Like, 100, like, congratulations on all your success. Thank you again, and it's definitely an honor to be able to bring the New York into Atlanta to here to Minnesota. So I appreciate you interviewing with me tonight. Ladies, make sure you guys go and tune in to John Jiggs. If you like him, kind of, you know what I'm saying, on the B.O. inside. Yeah, the music kind of hot, too. Well, I'm going to make you blush, baby. They ain't let you know the beautiful
yeah.
Okay. No, but for real, though, we definitely appreciate you joining us tonight on For the Record Radio. If anybody would like to talk to Mr. Jiggs himself live, 929-477-2425. He's here with me all the way until 8 o'clock. Call in and ask your questions.
Yeah.
Let him know what it is you want to hear. Let him know what it is you want to know about this artist. There's a lot of things he's working with. Like, you've been doing a lot. Like, you've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
What's the standout moment so far in your career?
Well, this year I got to go back to Europe for the second time. I got to go. I did something in London. I had a show with Razzcast in London back in March. You know what I'm saying? To be able to go back there, and it was a packed house, crazy crowd. You know what I'm saying? That's probably one of my latest moments that was, like, really special to me. You know what I'm saying? I was able to go on a full tour of Europe back in 2018. That was my first European tour. And that was crazy, you know, that was a lot longer, but, you know, just to be able to still get, be able to go back, this year was a really dope thing, and I got to actually go to the Canada for the first time this year, too, Toronto, so that was cool.
Europe is definitely dope, so not only are you, you really successful here in the States, but now you're talking about we international with it, okay, hats off,
yeah.
Definitely gonna have to keep the applause going, I'm proud of you guys, that's super dope.
No.
Yeah,
well, not definitely.
That's a definite, or, you know, with independent artists, I think that a lot of people forget about that part. Like, not only do you want to make it here in the States, but overseas, they be listening to what we do here. Like, they really into our music, especially hip-hop.
No, definitely. They really appreciate it. Sometimes they actually appreciate it more than I feel like some of the fans in the States, you know? I think that in the States we kind of take it.
When you guys doing shows?
Yeah, no, it was definitely shows. Like, we was doing like 300-500 people rooms, 300-500 people rooms, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope vibe, man. Like, the they always come out. You know what I'm saying? They always support.
I'm glad you guys got a great following. I checked out your social media. I do see you got some followers. Make sure you shout out your social media so they can go and follow you live.
Yeah. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, John, J-O-H-N underscore J-R-G-D-S. That's J-O-H-N underscore J-R-G-D-S. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, make sure you go and tune in with us at For the Record Radio, where you can also follow all of his social media platforms. His links to his music, his shows, and his upcoming dates will definitely be provided for the next week for your promotion. We definitely appreciate you. So we're going to keep on supporting you. I want you to come back later in the year and come tune in with me and let me know how things are going.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. Always down to link up, network, whatever, you know?
Look forward to it. I'll be touching bases back in New York for New York Fashion Week, so watch out. The models is coming. I might have to come link with the rappers, you know.
Word, that's what's up.
So on For the Record, Jig, we like to play this little game called Do You Know It? So I'm going to play a sample of a song, and you tell me if you know the track.
Okay.
John Jig, Rockwell.
Hello?
We know that song, Jig.
Yeah. That's my jam. That's me and Rockwell's, produced by Rob Krug. Yeah, I remember that joint. Yeah, fire.
Let's
fire.
Go.
That's
the song,
that summertime
baby. Let's
jam
take
right there.
Some of your music. It's his jam, y'all. Go ahead and introduce your song to the world. Let them hear it.
Yeah. Most definitely, man. Make sure you check out this new single, man. My Jam. This is John Jiggs and Rock Wells, Monopoly Family, produced by Rob Krug. Once again, that's My Jam. Make sure you go check out the video on YouTube, too. That's important, you know?
John Jiggs, Rock Wells, Monopoly Family. Yes, I am. Young fly nigga, don't suggest I land. Tell them who the F I am. Whole hood screaming out, that's my jam. That's my jam. Niggas used to hate mass, that's my man. Lucky left I am. You knew that it was water when it left my hand. Blue Crazy 8 with the gum bottom. Kobe with the afro, sun shot him.
Make your competition look one-sided. Cause every time it's on, they the one-sided. Every punchline's like a punchline. Niggas on runtime like it's one time. You on front time. I know your baby mama and the son. Pretty one, I call her sunshine. Heard it all before, murdered all of y'all. The one they know to call like it's protocol. They heard a pop pop on your Snapchat footage. Shoot the bubble out as that Maxi flat footed. I be over the stove, back to the gas with it. Fly as hell, excel where other cats wouldn't. I get the crack cooking, you get your rack took it. I got a can up in the stash, that's an ass whooping.
Yes I am, young fly nigga, don't suggest I land. Tell them who the F I am. Whole hood screaming out, that's my jam. That's my jam. Niggas used to hate math, that's my man. Lucky left I am. You knew that it was water when it left my hands.
Love, dark glasses. Sergeant Slaughter, riding dirty, but the money launder. So please take precaution, got some teenage shooters, I just feed a new choice. Make your broad clap, no audience, I dig the pussy out like it's Richard Petroleum. And guess who's the hooker, can't go dig me, unless you pick a mean booger. Can't outswag these niggas, unless you aim a dollar sign or cash these niggas. Now take that, Ali, R.I.P. the world, I'ma shake that. Mommy do it for a player, babe, but don't break that. Swear that I've been on the road, though, with no brake pad. Got me boning like a monster, Space Jam. Somebody tell them who the F.I. am, it's Rockwell.
Yes, I am, young fly nigga, don't suggest I land. Tell them who the F.I. am. Whole hood screaming out, that's my jam. That's my jam. Niggas used to hate math, that's my man. Lucky left I am. You knew that it was water when it left my hands.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
Hi,
yes, sir.
Give me a little background on that one.
Yeah, man, I remember we had the me and Rockwell's, man, we had this little studio that we had set up. It was like a crib that we basically just posted up there and we set up a studio. We recorded this in the crib. I remember us being together and the kid Rob Krug, man, he cooked the beat up like right there. And it just, the song is one of those songs that came real natural, you know? And I think it took us probably like 30 minutes to put that record together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so crazy. You know what? I know, I feel like, yeah, a lot of people don't realize, like, women, we really do study music. I can hear the excitement in your voice behind your tracks. Like, as your music is playing, like, I feel the memory coming back with you. So definitely thank you for tuning in with us and sharing that stuff with us tonight. We appreciate you.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you.
So I want you to take us back, James. What got you started being an entertainer? What got you started with music? Where did this come from? Where did you pursue a career come from?
Well, it's a long story. I'm trying to see how I can shorten it up. I mean, basically, I always, you know, from a child, I always been in love with music. You know what I'm saying? It was, this is my upbringing and the area that I was brought up in. It was, you know, I would just say, to say the least, it was tumultuous. So, like, music has always been, like, the thing that always kept me calm and helped me feel complete and stable, you know? Like, music is something that's, like, always constantly there. It always, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, something you could run to kind of, you know, sometimes. So, like, that's where that came from. And then, like, once I got older, I got in high school, I was a part of a group. You know what I'm saying? We had a rap group called the 495 Boys, and we was doing our thing locally, you know, but, you know, I wanted to, like, I don't know, we just started to grow. Like, I wanted to grow and do more. And us being from Long Island, we, like, We're like an hour or whatever from New York City, which is like the mecca of hip hop. So if you come from Long Island and you want to rap, you got to like move closer to New York City to make that dream happen. Kind of like other places. Like if you're from the outskirts of Houston, you probably got to move to Houston. Like UGK, they're from Port Arthur, but they moved to, they went to Houston. That's where they really started to get, got their start, you know? So it was kind of that thing. And I just grinded, you know what I mean? I've just been grinding ever since. Working, you know what I'm saying, and putting out, you know, I probably got about 10 albums out there between my albums and my EPs, bunch of singles and EPs and things like that, you know what I'm saying, just continuing to grind. I've touched almost all 50 states. I'll say maybe not 50 states, but at least like about 35, 40 in the states, you know, doing this music and traveling and things like that, you know.
Racking up them freaking flyer miles.
Nah, absolutely, absolutely. It's crazy that actually the only place that I haven't really been like that is like the Midwest. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like
Midwest.
I've never been to Chicago. Never been to Detroit. Yeah, that I've definitely been wanting to tap into that market, you know?
Well, guess what? Chicago is definitely something we might be able to get you tuned in with. One of our hosts, actually, Haiti the Great, is from Chicago. So he's live.
Okay, okay.
He out in the trenches. Like, I'm talking about he in the trenches, okay? So
yeah, definitely.
I've got to put you in contact with Haiti. I think that'll be a good connection for you because I always say, like, collaboration over competition. Bring these cities together. Bring these artists together. Like, that's definitely something we need to be pushing. So following up on that. Everyone has a different definition of what success looks like. How do you define success for you?
I think success is like being able to make a comfortable living doing what you love. I think that's success. Like, you know, it's a lot of people that make millions of dollars, but they hate their job, you know? Or it's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that make a lot of money. But if you could feed your family and do something that doesn't feel like work. You know what I mean? I think that's success, being able to get all the things you want, but still being able to enjoy life, you know?
I definitely have to agree. You have to, success is defined by doing something that you love. So shout out to everybody who is successfully trying to make it in the field that they want to. Whatever it is you do, go ahead and taste your dreams. Nobody can limit you but you. So take that advice from me and Jigs tonight. Keep doing you. Can't nobody stop it. For real.
Right.
For real. Like, this industry is crazy. Like, New York is definitely the mecca of music. Like, people, you cannot say New York without saying, where does music come from? Where is it live at? Where do people look forward to going to? Like, if you look up the history of hip-hop, like, all of it is there. Like, it's there. So I said, I love New York. Definitely since being for the record, I've had the opportunity to tune in with a lot of New York artists. Like, y'all vibe is different. Like, it almost feels like
definitely.
The music is built into y'all. So as a radio show host, I love that. I love when I can feel an artist really is in love with what they do. Because it shows. It shows when a motherfucker just trying to do something versus when you really in love with your craft, because you're going to put more into it when you in love with it.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's, you know, that's the main thing, you know. That's the main thing, is that you love it, you know.
Definitely. Starting out in this industry is not easy. So people do a lot of things to camouflage. What is some advice that you would give some artists who are trying to come up, who are trying to break in, just want to get their music heard, or they just, you know, people ain't support people. A lot of people go through no support. What would be some advice
true.
To these artists who are out here grinding?
Well, my advice is just, to be honest with you, like, I could honestly say that if you keep working, you got to have the right team around you. But if you keep working and you keep concentrating on perfecting your craft and, like, making it better, elevating, you know what I'm saying, and you out and about and you networking and you doing, if you continue to do that, you will see results. Because, you know, I've seen artists start off and they're, like, you know, not that good. And then they keep practicing and they keep grinding, they keep working, and they actually become, you know what I'm saying, competitive in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? It works like that. You know, it's not everybody is just God-given talent. You know what I'm saying? Some people have to work at it, but then when they get it, they got it, you know? So just stay at it. You know what I'm saying? Just stay at it. Like, don't let nobody, you got to have tunnel vision. You can't really let nobody keep you, you know what I mean? Let's take your focus away. And that goes for your family, your wife, your girlfriend, everything. Like, you have to be, you got to be focused in on what you're doing. You know what I mean? You got, obviously, we, you know, life happens. We have responsibilities and things like that, but you still have to, you never lose sight of that, that goal. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely come off as a humble beast. We appreciate that. Y'all better be catching these gems. But remember, if you did miss it live and direct, you can always go and follow his interview where it will be posted live right after, an hour after. You guys can go and hear all of his music. You can hear the playbacks on the interview. Make sure you guys are catching these gems. Diggs, we appreciate you for tuning in with us tonight for the Record Radio. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and this is the Red Spotlight. We'll be right back, you guys. We're going to listen to some more John Diggs. Tune in with us on all social media platforms where we are live and direct. You can catch me right after my show on Up Live and Instagram, where, of course, if you want to see what I look like in person, you'll come and follow me. Diggs, you're invited to come and hop on my IG. See what, you know, see what's up. People always want to see what we look like afterwards. You know, radio, all
right, cool.
It is what it is. They got to listen to us. So come join me on IG after this and Up Live. Come give me a few minutes. Let the people get to ask their questions and see what you got going on face to face.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Guys, go ahead and take me out to some more John Diggs. We'll be right back, y'all, for the Record Radio, the Beautiful Red. The Red Spotlight.
I want you the right way. I want you, but I want you to want me too. Want you to want me to leave me.
Yeah,
just like I want you.
Caramel complexion, you the definition of perfection. I'm addicted to your essence. Just to try to impress, mesmerize, I confess. I can't get you out of my mind, yeah, I'm a mess. I fantasize, visualize your thighs and the curves of your hips. I taste cherries when I think of your lips. Grabbing your hair on some caveman shit. I take control on some dominant shit. Pure bliss, I can promise you this. I love to see you dress, looking your best. I love to flaunt you. Can't keep my hands off you because I want you.
balance of terror in which the two superpowers have held each other's civilian populations hostage to mass destruction.
They try to get too fly, get these wings clipped. You better act like you know who you fucking dealing with. Shots precise, I think your whole fucking battleship. And send you back to the drawing board, you little bitch. Body bag beats, close them up with a zip. Cause when it decomposes, I don't wanna deal with the stench. SS and John Jiggs definitely push a wig back into the back seat when we rap. Dick riders and nut huggers, they all get clapped for perpetrating a fraud and putting together an act. My 16s are guillotines for those who wanna rap. Surface the air missiles, wipe your town off the map. In fact, we the team you need to fear. Beware, they told you not to feed the bears. When we stand tall from walking on all fours, people get more than a core and it gets called for sure.
My adrenaline is like a drug.
Yeah. I'm a wizard with the wordplay. Imagine what a verse say. Your woman crush Wednesday, I hit it on a Thursday. We ain't even concerned with what you heard say. Better just protect your environment like it's Earth Day.
My wordplay, shoot a laser through your toupee. I could give a fuck about what a hater like you say. Truth say we getting this paper, so just parlay. A lot of these fools is looking rusty like the Barclays.
Turn your driveway to Pompeii, cause crime pays. Ever vested your run for president like I'm Kanye. Fucking with Double S and John Jay. We'll have your ass stuck between a rock and a hard place. Be gone.
Off the edibles, now it's on. Sipping Deuce, stay on the White House lawn. Screaming fuck politicians, you all dead wrong. Bold-faced liars all singing the same song.
My adrenaline is like a drug. My adrenaline is like a drug. I've been climbing the ladder like Jacob.
Swear to God, niggas best not play with in my rec shop. Watch your thoughts exit out your cranium. Blinding all haters and shine with more radiance. Spearheaded tackle, they carry you out the stadium. Apply pressure, you got what just died yesterday. Then me and Double S wrote a song about your death today. Flow is exceptional, take your breath away. Fellas that'll leave you beheaded or in a veggie state. We ain't on the same level, I could change levels. Once I get the wild and the drama, go to insane levels. Smoking Afghan just to keep my brain mellow. We can either go ball for ball, we can bang metal. Don't ever beat the bears, you won't be leaving here. Be upside down with your feet in the air. Try to run up in the cave, now they leaving it bare. But ain't nothing that can save them, not even a prayer, nigga, I'm gone.
My adrenaline is like a drug. I've been climbing the ladder like Jacob.
That's right, John. Hi, Ray. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and this is the Red Spotlight, where I tune in with the elite in your city and mine. Tonight, my guest, John Jiggs, is tuning in live with me, 929-477-2425, if you guys would like to talk to us. But John, guess what? You got two callers on the line. You want to talk to some of your people?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
All right, guys, let's take the first caller of the night. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah. This is your Uncle Different calling from the South. This is your Saturday host.
Hey, Uncle Different.
And your uncle.
Yo,
what's
yo,
going on tonight? Let the people know who you are and where you calling from, what you do for us.
Yes, ma'am. I'm your Saturday host, Uncle Different, your world uncle. Every Saturday night,
we already know
we have a good interview. I'm loving this interview right now with the beautiful Red and yourself, Mr.
Thank
John.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that, fam.
Man, I've been listening in, and it's a great show. It's a great show. But here on Fuller Record Radio, we do everything for all independent artists, you know. And don't forget, up next, we're on Up Live, you know, so you want to come up and check us out so you can see everybody that's on the show. That'll be great to have you as a guest on Up Live right after the show.
All right, cool.
You know, so
most definitely.
Beautiful Red, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Uncle.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Word, man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir, because, you know, this is my bingo night, my Sunday night. You guys have a good night.
All right,
niece.
My Uncle different.
Love you, too.
You guys, make sure you tune in with Uncle Different on Saturdays, where it gets a little different on the Uncle Different show here on Florida Record Radio. He's definitely a wise, wise, wise man. So tune in so you can get some of them knowledges and gems going on there on Saturdays. 929-477-2425. We got another caller, you guys. Who are you and where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Zero Smiles, BX Burrows, South Florida, and everywhere else in between, stand the fuck up. I am the host on Wednesday night on the Weed Files. Y'all know how I give it up. Let's stay high. What's good, beautiful Red?
What's up, Smiles? How you doing tonight?
Yo, Jones, I'm listening to them bars, man. You're a different animal out there, bro.
Yo, man, thank you, man. I appreciate that, yo.
Now, I do got a question, though. In this world of drill music and the way hip-hop is constantly changing right now, how do you keep that old-school boom-bap and that old-school style of hip-hop alive in your music?
Yeah, man, I mean, to be honest with you, I try not to put too many labels on my music. I kind of just do whatever feels right, you know? Like, there was a time when I would target my music, like, yo, like, I'm gonna make some boom bap joints or whatever. But now it's like, if I hear the beat and I like the beat, I'm just gonna rhyme to it. Or I'm gonna do whatever. I might sing to it. Right. I might, you know what I'm saying? Word.
Yeah, big fact. But like, it is good to hear that that thoroughness of how hip hop originally sounds, compared to hearing nothing but scrap, boom, boom, all day on a track. So I really appreciate keeping the old school hip-hop alive. There's not many artists out there trying to do that, and that's much love right there.
Yeah, like I definitely go out of my way not to sound like anybody else, you know?
You caught me, I'm going to give you this much, you caught my ear, and I'm a hard ear to catch.
yeah, no, most definitely. Appreciate that, man.
No problem.
Smiles, let them know where they can find you, baby, and what you do here so that they can know where to get you at.
For those who are trying to get in contact with your boy Zero Smiles, go ahead and type in on Instagram, ZERO_SMILEZ. So, yes, that is Zero Smiles with a Z at the end. And if you really want to see what I'm talking about, pull up every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on For the Record on the Weed Files. With me and my brother King Miami is always dropping that educational and that marijuana knowledge that y'all don't know.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Smiles, you want to hear some
and
more time,
bro,
tonight?
You're more than welcome. Well, I got one more thing to say to the brother. You're more than welcome to pull up, you know, Wednesday night to the Weed Files. I don't know what kind of story you is, but we'll test those waters when you pull up.
Nah, you know, I dibble and dabble.
Everybody say they dibble and dabble until they step on the Weed Files and they see how high Zero Smiles really be getting.
Yeah, that's what's up, yo.
I'm a different animal, man. Like, you a different animal on that mic when it comes to this weed shit. I'm a different animal.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up.
Let's go. But, yeah, Anything, I don't have a request. You know, I normally have one. Red, so I'm gonna leave that up to y'all. Whatever y'all want to play to surprise me, go ahead and do that.
Yes, sir.
Look, I got an arsenal of some John Jiggs sitting there for me. So, God,
that's why I said that. You always got some shit up your sleeve, sis.
You know it. I keep me a good rap in the bag. God, give it to him.
Yo, give us a little sound check. A little, come on, man. Pump it up.
Yeah.
We got that loud for you now. Come on.
D2.
Slugger.
It's the J.I. double, big pies of bubble. Quiet storm, nigga, but gray skies above you. Live from the jungle, shake dice in the huddle. And after TC2, the first price double. Maniac, misfit, a brainiac with a biscuit. Stay away from these broke niggas and bitter bitches. Sip liquor till my liver twitches. Let loose with the flicker and rip a nigga meniscus. Figure for a leg lock, a tombstone on bedrock. Do you like a Chinese soup and make your egg drop? You walk around with a red dot on your dreadlocks. Just a matter of time, I'ma line them like connect dots. You only breathing because I allow it. I don't admire cowards. Instead of fighting, you rather cry about it. Open the cage, let the lion out it. Don't ever try to doubt it. Go up in your mouth just for lying out it. Fireball breathing, sire of all heathens. Flying off the deep end as my environment speaking. Andre the giant when I'm applying the beating. The last thing you hear for the quiet is why you reaching. Dangerous mind thinking, a Leo ass thinking. Pat your girl on the ass to pass you Lincoln. Real live pimping, they can tell a nigga different. Cause I'm focused on something way past what you thinking. These niggas trying to fit in with an outfit. Even with designer on, it still ain't about shit. I'm coming your shit and act like it's out shit. Pull up on the corner, boys, hit him with ounces. We hold court up at the Red Roof Inn. Pay the lobby off just in case the feds swoop in. When the boys get to ask about which bed you in, and take a look at the photo and say I never knew them.
You know what I mean? It was almost like the guard bodies it, like back in the days when they had the wood, you know what I mean?
Wood sevens.
Wood sevens on their neck, and they'd be like, what's the matter? You don't know your shit, then get universal beatdowns. Like, if you don't know the flavor, get your ass whooped, my nigga. You know what I mean?
That's
like, what's the flavor, huh? Alright, that's enough for
asking. I'm an alphabetic weapon specialist, dead reckless. Stairway to heaven, I'm sending them Led Zeppelins. I know Mexicans that work better breakfasts. Catch you while you're yawning and poison your next beverage. Hard tunes, deep thoughts like harpoons. We pour salt in the wound, laugh like cartoons. Gorilla monsoon, too hard to argue. It's all cool till you wake up in a dark room. I'm rallying my salads, adrenaline rush. Better trust, I'm like Gallagher, your melon get crushed. Long as I keep excelling, I'ma never get touched. Trying to get my own statue made of elephant stuff. Dig it, still peddling medical green vegetation. Respected, I'm reputable, my reputation. Left in the world full of hatred, it's second nature. I send a mule across 40 acres for reparation.
You in the underground, you know what I mean? Some people, like, in Brownsville, I'm still invisible. They have no idea what's going on. Even though I got a pop, I walk past the barbershop talking to me, that nigga fell off. Meanwhile, I'm in the problem, you know what I mean?
Catch you with your feet out. You slipping, watch how I slipping. No chilling when they heat out. You better reroute. Numbers on the board, I'm a rebound. Don't respect the space, you'll catch a universal beatdown. Bad lizard, don't close rats. We getting busy. And you couldn't fuck with remnants and change tires for Jiffy. Peddling the stones, we rock hikers. If it's unexpected beat, I ain't worried. I'm always on God's cipher. Hustle book without a summer break. I love the hate, cause they falling off to the bottom. And I don't roll with shit. Everything's buddy, tripping without a luggage. Thinking I'ma let you trick me to get the can like a cupboard. Risking I gamble, short bucket handle the fist. And leave your face like the back of a camel, homie. I'm taking loss, then it's going back to taking yours. You got your shot, now I'm calling horse, boss.
Alright, peace, peace.
John Jiggs. You definitely coming with a hit tonight. I'm feeling your vibe. I'm feeling your vibe.
Okay, well, definitely. Thank you. Okay.
I got some more questions for you. How do you handle criticism, feedback, like on your craft? I'm sensitive about my shit. I don't know about you.
I could definitely be sensitive too, but I could also, it just kind of depends on where it's coming from. Like if my manager or one of my guys or something, they say something to me about something, I probably would take it a lot more into effect because, you know what I'm saying? Or even like if I was to play something for a random female or something, I would definitely like, you know, take what they say into consideration because, you know, at the end of the day, that's the consumer. That's the person that you need to support you. It's one of the people you need to support you. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell if a person is criticizing you or just plain hating on you too, though, you know?
Right. A lot of that people, y'all got to make sure to tune in and be able to tell the difference from when somebody is. They sound like they support, but really the undercover, they're not. There's a lot of that in the industry.
Right.
Can you
Absolutely.
Share with us some of your other interests outside of music? What do you do on your free time? Do you have a family? Like, what does John Jiggs do?
I definitely have a family. I got a wife and four beautiful children, a dog. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I'm not rapping, I'm dad. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know what I mean? And I try to balance. You know, it's hard when you do music and you travel and a lot of things like that. But, you know, you just have to make time, you know? Make time for your family, make time for your music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it helped, you know, just I think over the years I've gotten better at balancing my time, you know, doing what I love to do but still making sure that my family gets that quality time too, you know.
That's definitely important. It's something that can be tricky as entertainers. People don't realize, like, we live two different lifestyles. So on one end where everybody else, you John Jiggs, at home you do that. People don't understand that, like, you have to separate the two and you still have to give both of those lifestyles your all. So I feel like I feel like we get pulled in a lot of different directions. So that balance is very hard to keep. So congratulations for you being able to maintain that. How long did you say you've been in the business?
I would say I've probably been hard body in the music business probably about, I'd say about a good 10 years now.
Okay.
Good 10 years now.
That means
you know what I'm saying? That's the first time I actually released something on, like, you know, streaming platforms. And I had, you know, I've had record deals before, independent record deals, things like that. So that's probably the first time I really got out there is about 10 years ago.
You didn't officially hit status, signed off from For the Record Radio. John Jiggs hitting them best statuses, y'all tune in. So, can you share with us some of your upcoming projects, collaborations you got coming up? You got some shows, anything you want to let the people know they can come see you at?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this year, well, you will definitely get the John Jiggs, Shabam Sadiq, Don't Feed the Bears album. You know what I'm saying? That's a crazy album that we got coming out. Got some crazy features on that joint. Huss Kingpin, SD Mac, a couple other heavy hitters. My boy Spoda is on the album. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be an event. And then I also got my Diggonometry 2 album also dropping this year, so get ready for that one. You know what I'm saying? A sequel to my classic album from, you know, 2020 that, you know, fan favorite or whatever. And then as far as shows, we definitely do have some traveling. Like next month we will be in North Carolina at Homecoming. UNC Charlotte and Navy Homecoming. We will be performing there at Crown Station in Charlotte, North Carolina. Make sure you pop out to that joint. It's gonna be crazy. If you're in the area, you're definitely gonna wanna make sure you take advantage of that. And then towards the end of the year, we're gonna be announcing some more tour dates, some more show dates. So just stay tuned to all the social media, John_Jiggs.
Okay.
on Instagram.
Make sure you, when you get those tour dates, you get those over to us so we can keep them posted so your people can follow you over here at Florida Record Radio, too. We're going to make sure we're keeping
absolutely.
Supporting like you supported us.
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you for that.
Definitely. We appreciate you for tuning in with us. Y'all, tonight has definitely been a good one with John Diggs. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. We are live at Florida Record Radio, where, remember, the independent artists matter the most. On the Red Spotlight, you are the elite in your city and mine. It's definitely level to this shit. Do you consider yourself a top-tier artist at this point?
Definitely like a seasoned veteran, you know what I mean? There's still a lot of work to be done, you know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of things I want to accomplish, but I would definitely say it's like I'm proud of myself, like how far I've come, how much I've been able to accomplish, all the places that I've seen and, you know, different accolades and things like that, you know? Like I could, you know, it, obviously things could always be better and always could be bigger, but I think I definitely made a name for myself out here, you know?
You definitely have. John Diggs is definitely ringing bells, especially tonight on Florida Record Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. We got another caller. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from? You live. Caller.
Hey, what's going on? It's Benny Boy Rue, BX in the building. What's going on with y'all? Benny Boy Rue, man.
Big BX. What's up, Benny?
What's going on with y'all? How everybody doing? Minnesota, what's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. What up, fam? What up, fam?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'm trying to actually catch up on some rest, man. I'm actually on tour right now with the Coke Boys, and I got this other tour for Losing Not an Option. It's called God Is With You in These Streets. I just got onto that one. So I'm just trying to catch up on some rest, man. This tour life take a lot of body. So artists that's listening in, I don't know if you guys ever been on tour, if y'all are on tour.
Yeah.
It take a lot of energy out of you, man. Like, so if y'all ready for that next level, man, be ready, because I'm going to be real. It up a little bit more than I could chew, but only saying that because I didn't expect it was going to come with so much that it came with so fast. I was always prepared for it, but it was like, damn, like, you know what I mean? I'm feeling it like, damn, this shit really should work. Like, it's really a job, you know what I mean? So all the artists listening in, this shit is really like a job. It's more than just making music. It's more than just making records. You got to make sure you're healthy for this shit. Make sure your mind is right, your body right. Without your mind and your body and your soul, you can't operate and write a song correctly. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's right. You got to take care of you first.
Absolutely.
Start at home.
That's fact. That's definitely fact.
Thanks. Benny, you got any questions for John tonight?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Like, what keep you motivated? What keep you going? And, you know what I mean? What's your future prices like? And, you know, what keep you, spirit going? And, you know, there's always ups and downs behind closed doors. You human like everybody else. So I'm not the type of person to ask you everything everybody else asks. Like, yo, what give you that gas and keep you, you know, all the stuff you've done? And, you know, what keep you with the fuel to keep you still going? Like, you know what I mean?
I would have to say, like, most likely it would be, like, the fans, like, the people – like the love that people show me. And I get hit up every day online from somebody like, yo, that, you know, I love this song, I love that song, you should do more songs like this, or, you know, like, that's the thing that keeps me going. Like, people, like, that's the beauty of it. Like, the people who are, like, my fans, they get to see, like, they got to see the grind from, like, when we were just doing little showcases and stuff, and, you know, now to getting booked and going from getting flown places and things like that. Like, they got to see all of that, so, like, it's like almost like the underdog story, like, you know what I'm saying? So
word.
I think that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And like, it's almost like, it's, I feel like there's so many people depending on me to, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of people there's a lot of people in this world who have dreams, but they just like, they kind of gave them up when life started to happen, you know? I'm one of the people who have been blessed enough to be able to keep doing it, even though I have a personal life and I have problems just like everybody else, but I've been given, like, a, you know, it's almost like there's nothing else. I was almost like I was put here to do it, you know? And I never, that's the difference between me and everybody else. Like, I just never quit, you know?
Yeah, that's fire. That's fine. Look, I needed to hear that because I know I'd be tired. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I need to hear from somebody else. You know what I mean? Because I know we all human out here, bro. It's all about the, you can't work without the brain and the body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Benny. We definitely appreciate you. Y'all heard it right here. Foundation, foundation, foundation. That's going to keep your motivation going for a long time to come. Benny, thank you so much for always supporting us over here for the Record Radio. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you for having me, man. Love.
Thank you, baby.
Word, love.
All right, y'all. I only got a few minutes left of my interview today. I got one more caller, our last caller for the night. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yeah, if you know, you know, John Diggs is in the fucking building. Put some respect on his name, man.
I
said put respect
voice,
on
John.
His name, man. Yo,
whoa.
John Diggs, you know I had to tap in. It's your boy, Fly Guys, and you already know, for the Record Radio, the Red Spotlight. The beautiful red Minnesota stand up. We here, Atlanta, what up? We here, you heard, New York City, we here.
What?
I just wanted to give you your flowers. I wanted to give you both
thank
y'all
you,
flowers. Fucking interview, we live, we got 3 minutes left, and I had a question. It might be a weird question, but I had one. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
You know, he said, yeah, what the fuck is he going to ask? What is
I know,
he gonna
right?
I got you.
Diggs, I ain't
yo,
got
I've
nothing to
follow-
do with this one, baby.
Yeah, I've been following John Diggs, I could say for years, y'all. His growth, ridiculous. His team, strong as fuck. But I got this question. What was the feeling on that stage when they were saying, go fat boy, go fat boy, go? Go, fat boy, go, fat boy, go. Go, go. That's my shit. That's my shit.
Yeah.
How was that feeling?
Nah, that,
how was that crowd? The whole crowd going
nah, it's crazy. A great, it's a great feeling, man. Like, that's the thing, man. That's like he asked before, like, what keeps you going? Like, those moments like that, like, when you got 400 or 500 people in a room or however many people, it could be 50 people, it could be 100 people, whatever. You got all them people in the room and they all fixated on you and everybody's having a good time and there's no drama and everybody's, you know, like I like to be the soundtrack to the party, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you know, like I enjoy that, you know, we get a kick out of that, you know, I could think of only maybe one or two other things that feels better than rocking the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't even gonna lie, when I seen that, my head stood up, bro, like that's hip hop, bro. Y'all had fun on the stage. You know what I mean? Y'all could tell this is what you're supposed to be doing. Salute to the whole Monopoly family, man.
Absolutely,
shout out to
man.
The
well, salute to the whole Monopoly
that
family.
Money. That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
We definitely
yo.
Grateful for you guys.
Oh, shit. I think we got one more caller. Y'all ready to take this?
We got one more caller. We always ready to talk to our people.
I don't know who this
caller,
is.
Caller, who are you and where you calling from?
Well, my name is DJ Phoenix. I'm a unicorn that's off and around unless I'm smoking a lot of weed. What's happening?
Yo, yo.
Hey, Phoenix, how are you?
Shit, working
you
hard to working, getting this manene. So what's up,
Johnny?
John, what's up,
Phoenix
who is this?
Here in Minnesota is one of our residential great hit DJs, but he is also international with it. He is starter of the Metaverse DJ, and he iCart owner. He has so many different things that he has done here for us. So I definitely want to get
sir.
You guys tapped in after our interview. Phoenix,
yeah,
you got
no,
any
let's definitely get tapped in.
Yeah, so I just listened to the promo. The artist that's on the promo, is this the one that's on the phone right now? What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Yes, sir. Yeah, this me. What's going on? How you, brother?
Man, blessed and highly favored. I need access to that track because I didn't get to hear it all the way. I want to hear the full context behind this album. John Ray just so happens to be, you know, one of mine. He's been on a few of my mixtapes. Stand-up human being, stand-up artist, got his stuff together. So I just need to know, you know, what direction you're going with this track, so that way I know if I want to put this on my mixtape or not, and see how you brothers can collab. You know, I'm always about making sure that the art I'm always before making sure that the talent is presented before the popularity. So if it got merit and if it got thumped to it, you know, I'm going to give you an invitation live on the show, because this is what I always do. This is what I did to John Ray. This is what I did to G.I. Jizzle. This is what I did to Mr. Mayhem. This is what I did to DB the Rasta. And everybody else that has access to a full platform or has a record out here somewhere. So I'm going to request that you come sit at my table and come talk to me. Are you down for that?
Yeah, let's do that, man.
All right, well, Red, I'm going to leave this one up to you. You know, since this is on your show and I've had the pleasure of being on your show, I told you I was going to start doing some motherfucking raids, and this is a raid. So I'm going to need you to set that situation up. You know where I'm at.
Shout
you know how I get down.
Where my hitters come in and drop them gems. Phoenix, I appreciate you.
You feel me?
You. No,
I'm not going to waste, look, I'm not gonna waste the time with the pussy. I'm just going to be like, look, Red, get him to the table. Let's sit down. Let's see what he on and where things
are. You don't too often ask me to get nobody in connection with him, so I'm going to make sure.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, that's how my homeboy Yoda. You know, my homegirl Melody Waters was doing a show probably 7 years ago, and I raided her show. And now I got Mr. C, who you've seen does busting records and taking care of shit down to Miami. My nigga Yoda, who's down there handling shit down to Miami. We also got the 101.1 Tubi Box with D.I. Different down in Miami. So results are results. At some point, you know, I'm going to have to stop being nice and just start strong-arming y'all to the table. So, Red, this is one of those situations. So do what you got to do. Daniel, what's up, big fool? I love you, nigga. Thank you for letting me on your platform as usual. You know I'm always here to do proper business. But, Red, before you bring him to me, you let him know who I am, what I do, and how I get down before he comes and sits down. But I got an open seat for him so we can talk. Cool with that?
Let's do it.
I'm cool with that. Let's do
all right, y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. About to get back to playing this motherfucking Tiger Woods for Shizzle, nigga. You know how to find me. Love y'all. Peace out.
All right.
You're so silly. Well, thank you, Sue. Shout out to DJ Phoenix, a.k.a. Iron Chef, a.k.a. the man wear a whole lot of hats, y'all. He's been on Iron Chef. He's done 5 years with the rugby. He's a community activist. So he do wear a lot of hats. I would love to put you guys in connection.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Thank you guys so much, Diggs. We're at the end of our interview, but it's definitely been a great one. I appreciate you so much for interviewing with me tonight. If you would still join us over there on Up Live and Instagram for a few minutes just so your fans can get you a few, you know what I'm saying? Let them get a little visual of you. Join me on Instagram first. Just let them see who you are. Let them get to know you a little bit. And we'll tune in, keep your promo up. We want to get them tour dates up, so make sure you keep us up with that so I can keep your fans updated here over on Florida Record Radio. And again, you guys, I am the model known as The Beautiful Red, where you can follow me on all social media platforms at just that, The Beautiful Red. And on Sunday nights, of course, over here at Florida Record Radio, where I am the only female host. So you know how my brothers is coming behind me. You better tread lightly. It's the Red Spotlight. I interview the elite in your city and mine. Tonight, John Diggs, go and follow up behind us, because I got a whole hour worth of just his music after my show. Go and tune in. Diggs, you going to join me on Instagram, baby?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely going to tap in with you on Instagram.
And let's go hop on Instagram, you guys. 929-477-2425. Don't forget where you can talk to all of your hosts and your guests live. For the Record Radio, I'm out. Fly guys will approve with an independent ad is matter the most. See y'all later.
Yeah, yeah. You niggas know you can't fuck with me? Nigga, that's the fear of God. I do that sucker shit niggas is doing, man. You niggas can't. Yeah, yeah. That's the fear of God. When these suckers try to act like they don't hear it, but they know they couldn't see me with the lyric. That's the fear of God. Many other rappers hit me on the track. In the studio, they gotta change their rap. Whether or not you believe that I exist, the God see the Satanist could just flood the earth and erase you, bitch. But still I let the sun shine on them. Most beneficent, most merciful, I rhyme on them. Half these rappers you claim dope came out of my scrotum. Elohim, the hawk, the ox is my totem. Hole is swollen when the wreck, so the holes blow them.
Miles Morales, arachnophobia. Killing the culture with whack rap euphoria. They make you popular if you glamorize drug addiction. Reject the word of God, put diamonds on a crucifixion. You should listen to your instincts, be scared of me. Shoot off your kneecap out your coffin, that's a legacy. Real versus replica, gospel versus secular. I'm the alien mixed with predator.
Really suckers try to act like they don't hear it, but they know they couldn't see me. But
Calypso, go tell them suckers to line up, I fuck your mind up. Remember once upon a time I was grinding, slinging all kind of shit. Now they gotta pay me to school them, it's not a scholarship. The clout you talking about don't amount to shit. If you counterfeit, broken, it's coke from Bolivia. Show me who you're busier. No